In summers past, I'd traipsed down to the neighborhood swimming pool with Brachi and Anita and Karthik and Manu, toting sunscreen that someone's mother had prescribed, which we would all ignore, opting to become the color and texture of bottom-of-the-bag raisins. There had been a few day camps, one where I went trout fishing with a pink-skinned park ranger, to my Brahmin mother's chagrin. In those summers, my dreams followed me into my waking hours, their logic lingering, turning the humid days magical, overlaying the season like a very thin net. If I wanted proof that summer had descended on Georgia, I had only to open my window. The insects were out, katydids and cicadas and flashing lightning bugs, little green constellations.
"Don't you have a sign reading?"
my mother said when I complained. "The thing is, The Great Gatsby is a really short book," I pointed out. My father shouted from the bathroom over a trumpeting fart.
"In our schools, you never got 100% in anything."
He flushed. In the kitchen, hands washed, he continued.
60% was considered very good. You should jolly well never be done.
On the first evening of my imprisonment, I grabbed the upstairs cordless in hopes of calling Karthik to arrange a covert video game rendezvous. But my mother was already on the phone. I heard Mrs. Bhatt's voice on the other end of the line saying,
"And that Anjali Dayal.
How would she go do something like that?
Why, mujhe to pata nahi. But Ramya, I saw her going into my bedroom during Manav's toast, and I waited, soch rahi hu ki maybe she just needs to use the bathroom."
"She should have been using the powder room.
Who enters the master bathroom like that? But just wait, I sent Meena in, usko maine bola, Meena, go see if Anjali auntie needs something, or if she's looking for me.